Hi everyone, it's Chris from chrismontoya.net, and today my random thought is about vulnerability. I just completed a blog post about it, but one of the things that occurs to me is a little bit later on, I'm going to be doing a spirit session with a client, and this requires me to be very open, asking a lot of questions, reserving judgment, and just being in the space of that client. And I know that in order to do that, I really have to be vulnerable. I have to be vulnerable, but I also have to be strong. And, you know, vulnerability, I think, many people may believe that it is a weakness, but I think in order to be truly vulnerable and open to the other person and who they are and how they express themselves, and not to judge them, but to see them as equal and to love them for that, really is a strength. It does require mindfulness. It requires courage. It requires commitment. It requires honesty. It requires bravery. So I'm hoping that this session goes well for the client. I do what I can to ensure that they have a good experience. And I try to stay as neutral as possible through the process so that they are working deeply on themselves. That said, I just wanted to kind of do a quick post on vulnerability. And, you know, when I was younger, I used to withhold myself from people. And it occurs to me that by doing that, they put their expectations and their thoughts on me. And I just kind of wonder if you do that too. If you withhold yourself somewhere in your life, if you're afraid to speak up or say what's on your mind because you're afraid of losing your job or upsetting your spouse, or getting flack from some other member of your staff. You know, sometimes honesty goes a long way to healing things, even if the original thought is shocking or takes some time to sink in. But I'm practicing mindfulness, I'm practicing vulnerability these days, and I'm practicing courage and just putting out there what I feel is right. And I hope that you're doing the same in your world. If you have any thoughts on that, I'd like to have you respond to this audio boo by either leaving an audio boo or putting a comment on my website at chrismontoya.net or sending me an email. I hope you have a great weekend. This is Chris at chrismontoya.net.